I'm Runa Tarrant. Russian President Vladimir Putin has warned that further Western strikes on Syria would bring chaos to world affairs, as Washington has said it's preparing to increase pressure on Russia with new economic sanctions. Vladimir Putin was speaking after a phone conversation with his Iranian counterpart Hassan Rouhani, which followed strikes on chemical weapons facilities in Syria late Friday. Meanwhile, the patriarchs of the major Christian churches in Syria issued a joint statement saying the airstrikes constituted unjust and brutal aggression. Former FBI Director James Comey has said in an ABC interview that President Trump is a dangerous, morally unfit leader, doing tremendous damage to institutional and cultural norms. Comey, who was fired by Trump in May last year, was speaking before his new book, Higher Loyalty, is released tomorrow. In the interview, Comey said he was worried the president may be open to blackmail by Russia over alleged incidents involving prostitutes in Moscow in 2013. Trump hit back at Comey, calling him a liar and the worst FBI director in history. The office of former President George H.W. Bush has said Barbara Bush is in failing health and has decided to no longer seek medical treatment. The statement released yesterday said the 92-year-old former First Lady will instead focus on comfort care. The short statement did not indicate the nature of Bush's illness, but said she had had a series of recent hospitalizations. Kenya's Catholic bishops have urged compensation for deaths, injuries and loss of property in last year's extended election season, which divided the nation and harmed its economy. Kenya's bishops also called for a national conference to discuss contentious issues that emerged during last year's elections. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit americamagazine.org.